Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks Sunday, the 5th of April of the year 2020. Happy Palm Sunday for people who are into palm trees or Christianity. Please celebrate Palm Sunday with a traditional palm-to-palm clap. And happy...
No!
What?
Don't use your palms. Don't put them against any other palms, even if they're your own palms, okay? Don't put your palms near your face. This is a terrible day. I can't believe I've gone ahead with Palm Sunday. It's a fucking disaster.
I know. They've been cancelling a lot of events, but they couldn't bring themselves to cancel Palm Sunday. What a shame. Mm. Happy birthday today to Gregory Peck and Thomas Hobbes, variously symbols of philosophical and moral rectitude, and men I find extremely attractive. Celebrations today include Geologist's Day, so have a think about how great rocks are while channeling the spirit of your favourite historical celebrity geologist. Who's yours? Mine's John Muir, or Muir, also known as John of the Mountains and Father of the National Parks. Who's your favourite geologist, Tom?
Look, I'm going insane, but I haven't reached favourite geologist level yet. Obviously, I'm a Muir head as well, but you already said it, okay, so that's cheating.
You're missing out. I think Darwin counts. He's a good, easy one. Your guest today, who you just heard, is Tom Ballard, celebrity conspiracist. Welcome back to the show. We always love having you on. It's always hard to find you. You're always in a different bunker or den.
I'm around.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from the soul-destroying marathon of newsy news and return to the Institute of Sport for a gentle rubdown from the Weekend magazine. Coming up today, we'll have a summer garden special feature, but first, some parts of the magazine we won't have time for. In the Sunday magazine today, a health and fitness special home stretching section with 4 shoulder stretches to really stretch your shoulders, some ankle mobility inspiration picks, and a groinal flexibility sealed section that is so anatomically correct it hurts to look at. Also in the Sunday magazine, an art at home section which takes a look into the private homes of the black market billionaires who happen to be in possession of priceless lost or stolen masterworks of heartbreaking beauty. With anonymous interviews, we explore the increasingly dubious explanations for how these amoral plutocrats came into possession of these misplaced masterpieces, including it fell off the back of a Black Hawk helicopter, I bought it on eBay, and it just showed up on the kitchen table and I didn't have the heart to throw it away because I thought the cat had brought it in as a present. Also in the Sunday magazine, a non-cancer-related breast self-examination special for women who want to check out their own boobs just in an appreciative way, not because they're worried. With best rack tips for premium self-esteem. And that's all the feature sections we have time to touch on right now because it is time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because what is life without ambition, and how are you going to get ambitious if you're not hearing about stuff you don't have yet and probably can't afford? And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Teenage Boys Anti-Defamation League. They're squeaky, they're smelly, and they're trying so hard to figure out what it is to be a man in today's confusing world. The Teenage Boys Anti-Defamation League is a grassroots project started for teenage boys by teenage boys' mums. They're the only ones who can bear to love them aside from teenage girls, and let's be honest, teenage girls aren't known for their good judgment. The Teenage Boys Anti-Defamation League. Sign up today, and not only will you sponsor your own personal teenage boy through some of the hardest and most formative years of his life, you'll get a bonus toy teenage boy with three programmable boy phrases, including, "What's for dinner, Mum?" and 14 equally uninterpretable versions of a mumbling grunt, as well as a classic door-slamming noise. The Teenage Boys Anti-Defamation League. Some of them will turn out okay. Hi. I'm a frog fan, but my desert frog has buried himself in the dry soil to sleep for months or even years. Have you been there? We've all been there. Whether you're a professional herpetologist or just an amateur frog fan, if you have any one of the many species of desert frog who's hibernating and won't come out to play until the rains come, fake him out by pouring half a glass of water over his burrow. He'll think it's time to engage in some frantic egg fertilization and pop right out. Half a glass of water, the thwarted desert frog enthusiast's best friend. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser for the Hidden Princess Society of Desert Frog Research. Please conserve your water use if you're an actual desert and you don't have much water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it is time for your top feature section of the Sunday magazine, Tom Ballard. Of course, you are our expert for our top feature section in our Sunday magazine, our Summer Garden special feature. Tell us what's going on in Summer Gardens.
Oh, yes. I love gardens. I love gardening, Alice, because this is a parallel dimension world where everything is topsy-turvy and far-fetched. My thumbs are so green, I think they could be infected by the coronavirus. Okay. In this universe, that's one of the symptoms, okay? Everyone just across, that's one of the symptoms. Yeah. Okay, of course, I'm not as good as the gardeners of Italy right now. They're absolutely horticultural masters. I've heard every tree in Italy is festooned with hot potatoes, cold spaghetti, and big fatter meatballs on every branch. But things that are absolutely going off in my garden right now include weeds, poisonous shrubs I'm cultivating to use as a weapon if it comes to that, and a strong sense of foreboding and dread. So get involved with that. It's a great season for all of them. My tips for great fertilizer right now are your tears as you scroll through Twitter and read about the state of the world. Don't let them go to waste. Just collect them in a cup, fill them about halfway up, and then pop them on the garden. Any bat droppings you might have lying around? I've got heaps of that. I've always got heaps of bat droppings everywhere. You said it. And of course, the remains of all those people who haven't quite made it. Plus, we need to be more... We need to be more self-reliant in these times, Alice, and we should be using produce from the garden to cook with more. So, Alice, name three items from the garden. I'll tell you how you can take all those items and whip up a delicious soup.
Grass.
Use Uber Eats. Just order something.
Letterbox.
Just order HelloFresh or something. Of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, we're actually moving into winter, so it's not the summer at all. So it's going to be fantastic. We're going to be stuck inside, it'll be raining, it'll be really cold, and we'll all be sniffling, constantly sniffling, and every new cough and runny nose, an exhilarating suggestion of the lethal pandemic sweeping through all human life like a terrifying broom. You know what, Alice? Fuck you. Fuck the garden. Fuck all of it. And if you really love trees and shrubs that much, just watch that Judi Dench documentary or whatever the fuck. I'm going back to bed.
Thank you so much for that feature section of our Sunday magazine, Tom Ballard. That's all we have time for the feature section today, because now it's your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and generic guest person one, that's you today, Tom.
Hi.
As I reflect on the idea of half glasses of water, I can't but worry about what has happened to the other ignored half. Signed, pessimist.
Whoa.
It's very deep, pessimist. This is the thing. A glass half full of water is not half full or half empty. It is completely full, half of water, half of air.
Whoa, man. You're blowing my mind, bro. Okay, so nothing happened to the other half. It wasn't a full glass of water that's been reduced to a half. It's been filled up directly to the half level, and then the rest is just, you know, it is what you make.
Yeah. You have to take things as they are. And that's all we have time for your letters today. Remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor by emailing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please take a moment to recommend this podcast to your friends, family, and social networks as a short, sweet daily dash of absurdity or real informative news satire, delete as appropriate. You can subscribe to the feed so it automatically downloads every episode every day and make it part of your daily self-care routine. If you find that you're not keeping up with the episodes we do keep happening every day, feel free to binge us once a week. Your guest today on the podcast was good friend Tom Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
I have a podcast called Like I'm a Six-Year-Old. One episode comes out per week, so you could binge that. Although I might be doing some more in this crazy times. It's me talking to people about their politics. And I have a Patreon as well if you want to do that. Patreon.com/Tom Ballard.
Do that. My solo stand-up special, Savage, will be available on Amazon Prime worldwide on the 17th of April, and I'll be having a watching party via Zoom or Instagram. Details to emerge on my Twitter, @alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or via my Patreon. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. Good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.